Welcome to the August message. So good to see you all again. We're just waiting for everyone to come online and to enter the event. It's amazing to see how many of you are here today. And just looking at all the comments on the chat, hello to all of you wherever you are, and including everybody who will be watching and tuning in later after the event and attending the replay. We are living in the most extraordinary times, and if you're here, you are a big part of what is happening. And we're going to talk about a great deal today, but just before I get started, let's just make sure that all of us are really aware of our body, our sense of self, our feeling of belonging, and being a part of the world of physical form. No drifting off, staying present. And those of you who know me well, right now we are accelerating in frequency, just letting you settle down. Very good. That's better. The future is positive. Why does it seem so shit then? Well, right now, things are really, really accelerating. They're going so fast that it's all flooding out on the surface. And the things that are flooding out on the surface are extremely ugly. Now, remember that last year, when all of this madness really, really started up big time, that we went through a whole procession of events where it seemed to go slowly and then faster and faster. This year, it's gone quantum, and from March, really, we are in a kind of surge that is so powerful that time is being left behind. And of course, there never was time. So I've even stopped saying now, really, how things will be even a small amount of time in the future, because it rewrites itself so quickly. And actually, if you look back, or if you were listening to a broadcast earlier, you will see that I was saying that about in this time, which is now July 2021, that there would be a point where we would actually jump off and go in a different direction. And it started even earlier than expected. To be honest, that happened in around May or June. And the positive timeline now is all that there is. But the positive timeline actually now in form, the world of form, is going to be incredibly difficult because the breakup of everything we know is happening faster and faster. Just a little while ago, I said, well, where you're going to be at the end of the year is where you'll stay. That's move forward now. And it's around September, you know, October time even. Where you are is almost certainly where you're going to stay. And I was saying that things would be mandatory by the end of the year. And look, they are already coming in now. And of course, if you're in any doubt about what's going on in the world, it's pretty obvious now that there is a very, very strong agenda for things to be a certain way, regardless of the excuse. And actually, it can be any old excuse now, because apparently you've just got to do what you're told. So somebody asked a very interesting question for the event today. They said, what's the point of telling us what you see coming if this can change in any given moment? It's a bit confusing, but that is the point, isn't it? It can change at every given moment. And you're in control of that. And you are changing that. Because the more you purify, the more all of this comes out onto the surface quicker. And that's why the timeline has come forward. And when we use words or we use things to say what's going to happen next, when we really understand the way that reality works and we're in positive, healthy control of our own personal field, we then have those things as temporary markers because we really know what they are and what role they serve to show us how well we're doing. And that can give us some hope. Even though it's very difficult to deal with what's going on, we have a reading of our own based on our own body system of what the context of the situation is. And it reminds us that nothing is fixed or set in stone. So, you know, all these prophecies that we have and, you know, these indigenous prophecies, you know, a lot of them are absolutely correct. They're very true. But what's happened is that because time has fallen away, and of course there never was time in the first place, the slave self and the science of images that held time in place is disappearing. Those indigenous prophecies now, their worst aspects are already rewritten, and even more positive things will come into play because the worst bits will be got over with quicker. So actually, the future is very positive if you're on this new high frequency. It's just holding your ground and staying in alignment with that. It's definitely time to talk about the 500. I mentioned this in the interview with Denby. It was a really amazing event, that interview, because so many things came to light in it. And most of you will remember that in that interview, I said that now there are 500 people. In fact, there are more than 500 people in the purification space who have completely embodied that highest frequency, pure love, the infinity spark. And in the end, everybody will be embodying that frequency. In fact, that will be all that is left on this planet. And you'll find out really who and what that is, because that is what will remain here. All the rest will be gone. Now, I know that a lot of you are very intrigued about it, and a couple of people have written in and gone, is it me? Or they're saying, how come it isn't me? Or whatever it is that you're thinking when you first hear that comment. Let's have a look at some of the questions, and then I can just expand on this whole business about the 500. Somebody says here, recently you said the threshold of 500 humans incarnating their multi-dimensional selves is reached, and that the last time-space coordinate for high-frequency beings to enter Earth has been closed. What impact has that had on positive timelines? This is a great question. Actually, I said that the coordinate for negative high frequency beings is gone. That doesn't mean that negative high frequency beings are no longer here. Quite the contrary. They're really showing their ugliest face right now. But what I said was that the marker for their physical existence has now disappeared because time and space is disappearing, and the root of what holds them in physical incarnation, the marker isn't there now in the slave self system anymore. It's been deleted. So they're still here, but there's no root to their reality, and they're starting to die. They're going into the death space, which is mixed in now with this reality, and they are being sucked out of this reality, and they are moving into a different time-space continuum, which is nothing to do with this planet. And so what's happening is their presence is blowing up large as the balloon goes off and goes all around the room, and that's what you're seeing as all these increased measures. but at the same time, their ability to have real physical substance here is starting to lose power so significantly because they are turning up somewhere else. And the two pathways that previously had, that we had, that were here, they're not here anymore. Those two pathways are in a different reality. And that's where they're showing up more strongly. And their presence here will slowly diminish more and more. And you will find that your presence and the presence of those on that higher frequency will get more and more and stronger and stronger. And you're already beginning to find this because the restrictions and all the experiences that you've been having have been making you feel that you only want to be around people who are more like you. So already your reality is starting to change into being around only people who are more on your frequency. And you're having less contact with more and more spaces that are different from you because you're choosing not to go or you are prevented from going. And slowly your world is getting pushed into a smaller and smaller space to start off with, which is more on your vibration. And then as all of that other vibration turns up in its other reality and gets sucked out of where we are here, then there will be a turning point and our reality will start to get bigger again. And it will be a much bigger world, a much emptier world. And there will be quite a lot of carnage and a lot of damage that's been done, but nevertheless, it will be our world. This is what is to come. And how quickly that takes place, you can be sure it's going to be very fast. Next year, and I'm saying this now, as we look ahead as a projection, not as a fixed reality, next year will be extremely tough, much tougher than it is now, because that positive timeline is moving in so fast. And we're going to see people having to stand up, which for most people is going to be incredibly hard because they're so scared to do it. And there will be really the interface that occurs between having to show your true colors and the bit of yourself that you don't normally show and the bit of yourself that you're comfortable with. That's on the inside. And on the outside, there's going to be that interface between what you will and won't accept. And that's going to be very, very tough in our societies because there will be a line over which certain things cannot go. Someone says, how do you know who makes up the 500, please? Well, it's pretty obvious. Reality has given us the very fortunate opportunity to show where we stand in the world right now because of certain events. So you can see who is on a high frequency or not by their actions and their words and their deeds and their choices. And somebody says, are they those who've been in the purification space a long time or those who actively engage in purification materials, regardless of their time and duration in the space? Well, it's definitely both. The 500, a couple of them have been in the space for a very long time. Some of them have recently joined. And there's a whole group of you sort of roughly in the middle who have been in the space for maybe a couple of years. But remember, although in that sentence I'm referring to the purification space as in the external manifestation of the group of us in the world who are all joining together for Oracle Girl events, actually the deepest definition of the purification space is the space that you always inhabit, your new high frequency world where you are always purifying all of the time because that's how the human being actually functions. And that's the thing that most people don't realize and haven't really been existing in the reality of until just recently. Somebody says, can you talk more about the 500 people that are fully multidimensionally materialized on Earth? They don't wonder about whether they're one of the 500, and they don't need to really advertise it or talk about it either. It's a passing recognition, perhaps, but nothing more. It's not a big event because they are strong and established in who they are. And everyone is heading towards that point. And if you're feeling or worrying that you're not at that point, really don't worry about it. You're doing extremely well. Everyone is in the purification space right now. I've seen a huge jump this month in people's awareness, people's ability to stand strong in themselves. And even some people have been getting ill as well, which I will talk about a little bit later, which, believe it or not, is an extremely good sign. Don't get confused by that comment. I will explain in a little while. That person also says, where are they? Who are they? What would be their line of work, if any? Where would we find one? I'm not sure they want to be found. And I'm tempted to say, none of your business. But if you need to cross paths with anybody in this world right now, you will. And whether they're a positive or a negative high frequency being, whatever type of person they are, it's the quality of the meeting that matters. Just stay focused there, because that's where the gold frequency is. That's where the 500 are. That's where everyone in the purification space already is. And of course, that's where I am as well. So it's in our togetherness. Gold and togetherness. And if you don't understand my reference to gold, that's all to do with the previous immersion. And all of those materials will be made available soon, just at the right time. So, seatbelts on. We're going to have a little chat about colonists. Not colonialists, although they're a subset of the colonists. But colonists is something slightly different. Let's just let your self-healing ability start to munch on that word, because you already know what I'm about to say. I'm just the mirror reminding you. This is about what's in your personal instructions. That's what the purification space is all about. It's not about you going to someone to get it all done for you. You know. You are a high frequency being. You are pure love. You are here for these times. You are standing up, whether you like it or not, and whether you're wetting yourself, you are doing it. Colonists. There's a hidden presence on this planet. You know, and I know. And now they're so visible, it's unbelievable. And they've always been here for millennia. And what they've done is they've thrown smoke screen after smoke screen for you to get lost in. And it's just not working anymore. That's why it's all such a mess. And that's why we have this current crisis. Because there's been an attempt to throw the biggest smoke screen ever. And it's so flimsy that we can see very clearly not only most of the world falling for it, but just how ridiculous it is. Who are these colonists? They're beings that have been here on this planet for millennia. And I might have to qualify that comment as well in time as well, because time doesn't really mean anything anymore. Even the recordings, Earth histories, and I will explain about this when we do the new Earth Histories event, which is coming. I have to wait until it comes forward in me, but it is coming. All the time references now, you can bring them forward. They get shorter and shorter because time is disappearing. So we mustn't get too hooked up on dates and times, okay? But they have been here for a long time. And when this planet was differently set up, beings came and went all the time on this planet, on Earth's surface. Let's not get into all that stuff about other planets, okay? And then lots of things happened here and they went under the ground. Now, those beings, they are interested in merging with our population and genetically becoming a part of us and us becoming a part of them. And the only way that's possible is through DNA. And those beings, they have found it hard to exist above the surface because their body design is not very geared up for it. Some of them got trapped here. Some of them chose to stay here. They are immensely developed in one area. But actually, they struggle with earthly existence, and that's their weak point. They know how to use technology for control. That's their strong point. But after that, there's not much else. And they use the science of images. And there's been a track about that in the last month. These beings are interested in you and your body. And they've always been here, and now they're showing their presence because they're very confident and they think that they can get away with what they have wanted to do for a long time. And these beings are, they're not so interested in war. They can leave the rest of us to that. They need actually a fairly stable world, a controlled world, so they can continue to do what they wish to do. And if everybody goes along with what they want, then in some ways, everything is fine. And that's why it's been so hard to see what's been going on for so long for most people. I mean, for us, most of us, we've been able to see it right from the get-go. And this presence considers us pretty much superfluous. And now it needs a certain balance or ratio, I suppose, in the world of people who are going along with what's happening and people who are not. And it needs to be more in control than it has been up to now. And so this is why we're seeing what we're seeing in the world. And so colonists is a good word for it, because what's happened is slowly, through the use of genetics, which has been introduced through science, medicine, and technology, the races on Earth have already been being changed biologically for many, many centuries. So already we are in the situation where we have a kind of blend of us and them in the world. But nobody can tell and nobody can see it much because everybody looks the same. We've all got the same bodies. And now what's happening is there's another step. And there's a real step now to go even further with that blending of genetics and to really have a whole new type of human, who will be like an elite or someone who has access to most of the so-called desirable society that we have on this planet. So these colonists now are showing their hand, and they are trying to move everyone, first of all, into a program which will change their genetics, put very simply. And not only that, they're launching lots of programs to make sure that you just do what you're told. And you may have noticed that the people who are in charge of our countries, that they seem to be, you know, going along with all of this without question. And that's because they're already, if you like, a bit more advanced in that genetic program, or they are susceptible to those influences that I've just been talking about. There's a mixture, if you like, of others that are being drafted in on this program because they're compliant to be in charge of these changes on the planet. And there are some who are diehards who have been in this program for a long while and they simply do what they're told anyway, and then roll out those rules and those laws and those changes. So we have that hidden presence, or those colonists. We then have the biological programming that they've been doing for a long time. And you can call them, if you like, shadow controllers. And then you've got those shadow controllers who have been, if you like, ruling and telling our leaders what to do. And now the biological programming is starting to extend through those layers right into the everyday population with these measures that we are seeing as a grand suggestion and now as a requirement for all beings on Earth. Pretty incredible, huh? And going back to that term, colonialists. Colonialists are just the version of the colonists that have been biologically produced through this programming, who then go off and invade other countries. That's what a colonialist is. So we have a situation here right now where Earth is at a point where we're going to realize that we are meeting, actually, the faces and the face of what's all here, what's totally here, not just some of what is here. And it's all going to be out in the open. And it's not just negative, it's positive as well. And that's really important to understand. Because as the frequency has been going up, which of course is because of people like us, who have arrived here, made it through the birth process, the so-called birth process, and have started to seed our intelligence here, we've started to force the vibration up. We've outed all of this, and it's become more visible. We are becoming more visible, as well as what you might call that more negative influence that's negatively controlling. And so what's happening is we are starting to meet all of our brothers and sisters on the new high frequency level, here in this space, on this earth. No ETs, no aliens, it's all here, okay? And positive high frequency beings, well, it's very easy to tell because they all have a love of nature. They wouldn't dare chop down a tree. They wish for a peaceful earth, blah, 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 blah. And negative high frequency beings, it's really easy to tell because they haven't got a fucking clue what I'm talking about when I say that. So it's quite a polarized energetic frequency spectrum right now in terms of everything that is coming out on the surface. And that denser range is being sucked out into that other space that I'm talking about. That's the negative high frequency beings. And the positive higher frequency beings are materializing more and more strongly. And their presence, even though it is numerically smaller, is much more powerful. And that is the enduring influence which is going to remain here. Make sense? Just letting it all sink in. It's not news. There isn't any news anymore. It's been the same old news forever. You're just knowing more and more deeply what you've always known. The gold frequency is your social media. You're being informed on the inside every moment of the day what you need, what's coming up, what you like, what you don't. Good. A lot of rearrangement going on there. So positive and negative high frequency beings. There are already many hybrid humans here. In fact, the body is a hybrid organism because it is continually reorganizing and reconstituting itself anyway. And then there are the genetic programs that have been taking place, which have hybridized that body form even more. And then there are those deeper programs that I've been talking about, where actual humanoids have already been produced in the form, particularly of shadow controllers. And that is now moving into the population more and more strongly. And a very certain type of humanoid is being encouraged in our societies. Somebody says, regarding positive high frequency beings, would you be able to go into more detail about them in your statement from the hidden presence track, in particular about the aspect that they haven't intervened or influenced, but merely been themselves and waited for us meeting? Well, essentially, I'm talking about you. You haven't intervened very much up to now, have you? You've just gone along with it and you've done your best. You've known all along. You've attempted to do your very best for yourself and your loved ones, to represent yourselves through your work to the highest standard possible. And you have tried to keep a balance between your own integrity and what you see going on in the world. And a lot of the time, you've made statements that are based in integrity to others, and you've tried to influence actions, but more perhaps within your circles of people who are already on a similar frequency, or maybe just a little bit beyond that. But beyond that, you've just let the world continue the way it is, because, you know, it is the way it is, and it is what it is. But now, you're not being allowed to do that anymore. You are being forced out into the open, into the world, and everybody's going to meet you, and they're going to find out who you are, and you're going to be very, very visible. And I know that's quite frightening for a lot of you. It's quite breathtaking, the implications of it. But you are the positive high-frequency beings. They're not dropping in on a spaceship from outer space. They're here. It's you. And there's a lot more of you than you realize. Dear Jacqueline, once you said there have been two attempts before to embody pure love in this world and that they failed, but this time it is successful. Could you please say more about this? What is different this time? What makes you so sure? For me, it's not about being sure or not, and that kind of thing. When the words come out of my mouth, that's just what comes out of my mouth. That's it. You can take it or leave it. There was a very strong event around the time of what's being called the burning of the library in Alexandria to establish pure love on this planet. And although the history around that time is not strictly speaking correct as it's been presented to us, that's an example of one of the times where there definitely was a struggle and there was an attempt to bring about a new way of being on the earth. Many people will jump to the conclusion that that was Christianity. If you go a little bit deeper, you'll realize that there were many things going on the planet at that time when Christianity is supposed to have become a movement. And that what gets called Christianity today is not at all to do with what that movement was about. And that movement was trying to establish a positive way of being on this earth in the face of a takeover very similar to what is happening now. Do the high frequency beings who have bodies know what they are, or do they think they are humans like us? I love this question. The person who's asking the question is a positive high frequency being and doesn't realize it. They think they're human. You're a new human. You're a positive high frequency being. And this shows that some people know it and some people don't. And that's part of what the purification space is all about, helping you to drop the bit that's in the way so that you realize who you actually are and always were. So a little bit of slave self there, which I'm sure will be much more gone once you digest my answer there. So for next month, we're going to need to understand a lot more about negative high frequency beings. And part of the rationale of the monthly message is, of course, accelerating more of that fall away of who you're not and bringing in who you are. So that's why I don't work on people. And that's why there are no personal sessions. It's not needed in the old way of being. When we're talking about purification, it doesn't mean you can't go for personal sessions with other practitioners for other modalities, because they have their own way of being, and that's right for them. We're just talking about purification here. And slowly we're beginning to see a revolution taking place in the healing world. Several of the bigger spiritual or healing people are starting to cotton on and starting to change their way of being. Some of them are saying that they discovered it and others are not. And we're starting to move into a way of being all together, which is about numbers, about the group and about the collective, where we all recognize simply who we are because we're doing it. So next month, more people are going to wake up than ever before because all of this mandatory stuff is coming in. For some, the penny is finally going to drop that those in charge really don't have your best interest at heart. Or if they did, and if they do, it's gone well past the point where they're able really to do much about that. And they have to do other things. So, genetics, blood, saliva, hair, they all contain the imprint of your being in physical form. Of course, you're not just physical. You're a multidimensional being. But our genetics are part of the receiver apparatus. They're only one part of it. It's very important to understand. You receive on the gold frequency, which is actually to do with the gold, literally, and those higher octave metals that are in your body, in your heart cavity, in your brain. Some of you will be familiar with the term monoatomic, that range of the human being. And it's that area that you receive on, and then that changes your DNA. So that's why there's the attempt to grab your genetics. That's why there's huge purchases right now of family trees, blood banks, because in this attempt to co-opt the biology of genetics with technological control, there's a choosing going on. Some people's biology is apparently better than others. So it's very important that you remain clear about what you want to do about those things and who your body substances belong to. I'm not telling you what to do about it, but you need to be clear about who that belongs to and make that decision for yourself. Look after it. Just letting that sink in. Somebody says, well, what is the percentage of negative high frequency beings currently living and operating within our societies? It's less than 10%. It's so small. That's why I always say none of this is necessary. But of course, it is happening because people are not in their power, and many people are on a different frequency to those who are in their power. That's where the numbers play to disadvantage rather than advantage, or seemingly so. But as more and more people wake up, their frequency is going to rocket, and they're going to carry all of their genetics into another octave. And it may well be a very disturbing experience for them, but then their refusal to do certain things will have real results for all of us. How was this other source able to violate the boundaries of the global nature intelligence system and take over beings and Earth in the first place? Well, that really goes more in the area of Earth histories, and we'll explore that more in depth during that event. But suffice to say was that part of it was an accident and part of it was deliberate. Do all negative beings know they are negative, or are they humans taken over, living in ignorance? It's a mixture of both, because some humans have been grabbed and co-opted into a negative genetic programming experiment, and some are wide awake and are perpetrating it more. So it's a mixture, just like it is with positive high-frequency beings. Some know and some don't. Is this some kind of weird test? No, there's no tests. That's quite a religious or a school idea. It's very straightforward. What you go along with is what you get. Have the negative high frequency beings been taken off the planet now? No, they're here. They always have been. They are slowly being sucked out of this dimension, but they are still here. Nice question here. Are the hybrid beings among us as parents, friends, or spouses? Yes. Have I been fathered by one, married to one once? Do hybrids breed hybrids? Yes, 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 and yes. How to tell who is who and what is what? Most of us can't tell, but as I said earlier, you can tell by people's actions and choices. And that's why it's been so easy for so many to go along with this and not question, because they're partly hybridized already. And then the technology is already there as well, just to push them further down that corridor. The program that has been launched for colonization has been going on for a long time. It's not new. It's not just beginning. It's in the last 5 minutes of a very long term plan. And that's why the future is so positive, because it's going to end soon, because it's going to meet its ultimate conclusion. And the energy of negative high frequency beings and those frequencies, the whole sequence of it is self-destruct. Can you talk about clones? Nice way to wrap up the talk about genetics. Is there a possibility that there are two versions of us? Well, I can tell you that there has definitely been more than one version of you at some point on this planet in the past or in the present. Whether it's still around or not is not so sure, because usually when people are cloned, those clones don't last very long. But many, many, many people, their genetics have been used to produce copies of them for experimentation. And that's not something that most of the population is privy to or even believe in. How to tell them apart? Well, most of them you would never meet. Most of what you call a so-called classic clone is not actually even able to live above surface for very long. But if you were to come in contact with a version of yourself, you can be sure that you would recognize that it wasn't you. Let's just stop for a moment. This is a new world. A few bits still being worked out. You're recalibrating the way that you need to as we speak. I'm not doing anything. I'm just being me. You're not doing anything. You're just being you. And between us and together, we're doing everything that's needed. Self-healing is automatic in this process, and that process will go where it needs to. You are getting stronger and stronger in who you are. And that's all that matters. What a lot of floods we've been having. It's almost like someone's got a machine somewhere, because they all seem to be happening at the same time all over the world. Must be a coincidence. I said during silent immersion that earth changes are coming, and I spoke about a wall of water. The wall of water is not here yet, guys, but these are the earth changes. You're going to see more and more water, because it's all part of this colonist program. Lockdowns for illness, lockdowns for climate change. It will be lockdowns for a bad hair day soon. Lockdowns for anything, lockdowns for everything. Because it's all about conformity, compliance, and control. Earth changes are coming. Some of them are natural as the earth struggles to keep its momentum. But also, a lot of earth changes are part of the bigger picture that we're talking about that's going on. So being in touch with the water, which is another reason why I've emphasized it so much, is extremely important. Your new government is the water on this planet. You are receiving messages through the bodies of water in your own body, through the waters of your own blood. Watch the water, listen, feel. You know where you need to be, because you start to feel that your body wants to be somewhere else if you need to move. And when you're on this frequency, you will always be in the right place. So don't worry about it. Things will start to conspire to force you to go where you need to go, even if you make a wrong decision. That's why I say you're safe in the purification space. You are becoming so strong in the embodiment of pure love. That simply takes over, and everything starts to become so synchronous. Somebody says, surely these worldwide catastrophes are artificially created. I don't know why you would say that. The real ones you're talking about are just coming, aren't they? Yes. Have we had these situations many times in past history? Yes, actually quite recently. Do these events open the consciousness to the truth? Yeah, definitely. They also drown a lot of people. Dowsers have noticed an increase in size and number of Earth energy lines. Is this connected to solar flares or cosmic rays? I'm wondering if the flares are downloading information to us. Can you please speak about this? There have been more and more energy lines coming on the planet since at least 2015. It's an ongoing event. And some of those lines should be there, and some of those lines shouldn't be. Some of them are expanding into what dowsers call dragon lines, and they're becoming extremely thick and powerful, and they're helping to anchor and root new frequencies that are coming in. Some of them are more tied up with technology and everything going on the planet and up in the skies as well. So there's both types. And there are certainly places you can go to where you can feel collisions of the two types. And there are certainly places where you can go where you can feel only one type. And that is extremely powerful, positively or negatively. Can a lake be a purification space? What a beautiful question. In the past, yes. Now, no. But probably soon to be in the future again. Because there's been so much corruption of the energetics of the planet, and so few people really who have been truly embodied in pure love. And you see, everything works, human, so-called humans first, and then nature clues in with that. That nature has lost a lot of its power and it only exists in its own realm. It is not so intersected with the human realm anymore. That's now starting to come back again because we have nature's world order again. And so the relationship between certain human beings and the earth is closer. And those of us who are nature and who are on nature's frequency, then we are sinking in well with all of the intelligences on the planet, all beings. We are them and they are us. And that is why we are growing so strong in our embodiment. So shortly we'll find that lakes and bodies of water and places like that, they will become classically what you might call a purification space again. Of course, they also need to be slightly less polluted, even though that's not the most important factor. Look at the River Ganges. The River Ganges is able to purify and it's filthy, scientifically or in terms of measuring pollution. Its purification power, by the way, is not as strong as it used to be, but it's still a pretty high frequency dip. And you'll find that bodies of water on the planet, all of them start to get stronger in their ability to purify. But it's human beings who carry the most potential. And when human beings work with nature, the two go up together. That's why it's so important to cross paths with someone who is on the frequency of purification, because it's the human wavelength which is the one that is most compatible with you and your body. You can go to a place in nature which is very pure, but actually it may drive you crazy because you can't align properly with its frequencies because they are too pure and too distinct in their own nature channel. And you don't have the ability to translate between the two because you're not entirely of nature yet yourself. So it's very, very important and to have that company. And I don't mean physical company, because, of course, one of the great lessons we're learning at this time is that it's not just about the physical. The company is actually the frequency. The community is the gold frequency. You're already in community. You are already off grid, as I've said many times before, and it's that that comes first. And then you meet everybody else who you need to, who's on that same frequency as you distance yourself from those who are not, or as life plays its part and shows you where you belong. So, let's have a few more seat belts on for a little while. Always preparing you ahead so that by the time you get there, you can deal with it. And all of you have done very well with that, with each space and each set of coordinates that comes up for deletion, because space time coordinates are all about how the slave self is anchored in this reality. As these come up for deletion, you are already strong enough to go through that deletion process, and more of you come forward, and it doesn't rock you as much as it does other people. So even if you feel a little bit scared sometimes, and even though you may feel sometimes, oh my God, what next, when you come to some of these events, I know some of you do feel that way, it's okay. Because you are much more than that. None of that in the end is going to be that scary for you because you are so well prepared. And also because you are changing it and you are purifying and you are deleting frequencies all the time. Half of it won't even happen. That's why I said earlier, those prophecies, we've already moved ahead so much, a lot of them won't even happen, even though they were correct, and they are correct in a certain sense, for a certain time-space coordinate. So, the biggest stuff is yet to come. You can really say that we're getting into the shit now. All this other stuff has been the dry run, really. It's going to boil down to it on your doorstep. As I've said before, you're going to hear all these proclamations now about you have to. And each and every single person on the planet is going to have to personally face their own self and decide who they are, what they want, and what they're willing to stand up for or not. Let's just turn up the space a little bit for those frequencies of fear and implications. You're going to get through. You are going to get through. So there is no need for you to make any decisions that you don't want to. That's the first point. Somebody says here, in the last event, you said that every person on this planet will have the thing in the arm. What to do when they show up? Hide in the forest? Tell them to go away? Stand in my pureness? Will that work? It's so scary. Sure. That is an image. All of that is an image that has already been injected into you. The science of the images does that. It gives you all these crazy scenarios and then makes you start to plan for them because you wrap yourself around that frequency. And then because you wrap yourself around that frequency, because you're a dreamer and you materialize things, it becomes real. That's how the colonization takes place. That's why you have to be so careful about the contents of your mind and not gluing onto it or acting it out, examining and being sure and knowing who you are. We all have images of being dragged off to the deepest, darkest place and tortured forever. They've been given to us day after day after day through movies, films, news broadcasts. That's the science of images. But it only becomes a reality if you make it real. And that's its magic, its strength. The science of images can be so convincing. You know that when you are on that TV reality drama program, that it is real. You can feel it all happening in your body. And because your body is something that we call performative, your body actually, if it does anything in a regular fashion, it starts to make it become real and solid. Whatever it becomes infected by, it then starts to actually materialize in its reality. So you can bet your bottom dollar that most people who are very glued into a lot of those films, social media videos, etc., etc., they are the ones who are beginning to act out so strongly everything that is desired by the colonists. Sometimes you can be in a situation where it shows up on your doorstep. Then you will do what you do, and you'll find out who you are, and you will find out who everybody else is as well. If you all stand firm in who you are, there's a very positive future ahead, and you will be surprised how many people will stand firm in who they are. There are not so many people who are willing to give up their freedom as you think, not when it comes down to it. The biggest stuff we see kicking off at the moment is in Australia, UK, Canada, Indonesia, South Africa. There are a couple of other countries too. I can't name all of them. But it's going to come everywhere. There's no escape. So you can run away to the forest, but it will follow you. This is not about running away. And the more you glue into that image that you make of this reality, which is in your personal instructions, the more that is going to decide how you act when whatever comes, comes, and the way that the world turns out when whatever comes, comes. So don't think about so much what is coming. Use your own personal stock of images, which is coming up thick and fast in you now. Be who you are. Refuse to accept inside you what you are not. And then the outside will start to match that. And then when the outside is demanding certain things of you, be who you are there as well. And then you will shape everything from the outside in. This is your job. This is what you came here to do. And then we all see where we get. You're doing your job. That's the important thing. And you might be very surprised about the results. We still have a lot to see, particularly in the nation of Germany. What we're experiencing now is what the Jews experienced. And the nation of Germany already has a blueprint in it for a set of reactions that we're seeing playing out again in a different time, with a different set of circumstances, with all people. But we're going to see some very interesting developments in that area of the world, so watch for them carefully. There is always a record in the memory of the earth of everything that has happened on this earth surface and the way that people acted and chose to act and the outcome of certain events. That's in the mainframe. It will come out again. We all know how the Second World War ended. We will see a translation of those events happening quicker in all areas of the world, and this time in a much more expanded way and a new form, where there is an overturning of certain forces, and this time it will more be the people that are behind that overturning. Dear Jacqueline, I hear many people express their worries about their loved ones, but what about the worries concerning family and friends who are not having the thing and the fear of what will happen to them? My family is not having it. Yeah, it's a good point, isn't it? But you see, there's nothing for us to worry about. There never was. I mean, you will get worried. And on a daily basis, I'm sure you have times where you're thinking, oh my God, that's okay. That's just all part of the experience. Those moments don't mean anything. They're just all part of your condition right now as you go through this crisis. You have nothing to worry about. You are on the frequency which will endure, and whatever happens, it will be a positive outcome, an extremely positive outcome. So you're on the right track already, is the answer. So in the last month, we've seen the tracks on the end of the slave self, the science of the image. The latest track is nearly always the answer to whatever question you have. Go back and listen to it. And it's not the words, guys, even though the words are also extremely important. It is the frequency that you are exposing yourself to, which is the frequency of your own self and pure love. It's not in the MP3. The MP3 is just a materialization of pure love in that moment, which by virtue of this reality, we need something to interact with. And in time, you will find that these tracks take on an unbelievable ability to change things and to switch on more and more aspects of your own self. All of the tracks grow in power as we go along. You just pick the track that is the one that stands out to you most in the moment so that you have the deepest personal connection. And then there are the tracks as you go along through the month, which are all your mirror for exactly where we are in the process and what's being deleted. The science of images is now something that I've gone deeper in, so you understand the power of the spectacle. And as this crisis goes on, the technological side of the science of images will be used more and more. So I will hold it up at the end for you to see, but there's something that you need to start making decisions about how you use it, when you use it, and where you use it. Because what's going to happen is that as time goes on, those who have already signed up for compliance will be required to comply more and more in a certain way. And they will actually be required to start watching and listening to certain things, which program them even further. And you need to be very, very aware of how the science of images is operating in society so that you can weave your path successfully through the everyday and everything that you need to do. And your awareness founded in the purification will be strong enough to navigate through all the different things that you need to do. Just looking at some questions. Amazing opportunity right now for resetting all family lines with the ending of the slave self. The coordinate of the slave self is out of the picture. About 4 years ago, I said there would be no more new family patterns created. I said this at a certain place in England, and I could see nobody really grasped what I was saying and didn't really quite believe me in some cases as well. The patterns that have been left in our space since that time have been gradually depleting and disappearing day by day, getting weaker and weaker. And they were to do with emotions, mental patterns, spiritual patterns. Now we're at the point where actually the slave self is going out the window completely. It's all dying off. Someone says, I hear you say that the science of the image was developed to capture the consciousness within the human body. I also hear you mention this consciousness is not what we truly are. Could you please expand on this? Yes, I would love to. In the spiritual movement and certain sort of healers who have just come across ideas of consciousness on a deeper level, they're starting to use the word consciousness a lot and they don't really know what it is. Consciousness is not some pure state or God, or the equivalent of a deity, or some kind of ultimate way of being. Consciousness is actually a mixture of patterns and purity. But originally, when the science of images came along, the whole frequency of the human body and the multidimensional self as one unit was a completely different setup. And so you could loosely say that consciousness then, if you were to believe in that idea, would have been something completely different. So that's what I meant when I said that the slave self-setup and the science of images was to capture consciousness. It was to capture the whole personal field of the multidimensional self when it existed in a purer form. That is not what consciousness is anymore. Consciousness is just the whole package of the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual starting to become slightly more non-physical. It's a reverberation of matter, almost like an echo, which you could say is the whole human being in a very limited sense of the word. It's what the old system used to call the soul. Okay, and there's this belief that it travels over and all this kind of thing. It's a very outdated concept now. That's why I don't use it very much. Dear Jacqueline, you always say that we have the instructions and stock of images for these times already within us. How did they come into us? Well, you created them. You designed them and you put them into yourself and you brought them here, just like I did. Are these our intents from other lives on the Earth or other planets? Well, maybe not so much other lives. Let's not get too much into that. You need to join the Track of the Month event for that, where we'll be looking at the death space. But let's just say, yes, you brought it here because you wanted to use it here and see how it went. In the track of higher biology, you mentioned an emptiness outside and a fullness inside within ourselves. Can you say more of this? Yes, as the slave self and the image of yourself starts to die, you feel more empty and there's a space, and that's your opportunity then for your multidimensional self to fill more of your frequency pattern here, if you like, and overwrite it. Rewrite it. This is how we rewrite the future. And so you are a fullness as your higher biology starts to take over, because you are an emptiness where the slave self once resided. So I said I would mention to you about some people getting ill. And actually, there is a positive aspect to this. This month, we've seen quite a few people coming down with something, and they have either seemingly contracted it from being in places or near other people, or more accurately, they have experienced the frequency pattern of the illness. If you're on a certain frequency, it is possible for there to be some type of transfer, but actually very few people are on that frequency. And that's part of the whole sort of medieval myth of catching something like a contagion. Actually, illness doesn't really work that way. If you are purifying on a certain level, then it's quite possible that recently you have had a mild dose of something and you've had to process that through your physical body. It's not necessary for anyone to do that in order to purify something, but it is something that nevertheless can happen and does happen to a few people in purification space. If it happens, it happens. Don't worry about it, but do know what to do. And this is important. It is very much dependent on how much oxygen there is in your body, how positive your body experience is from this point onwards. And we all know that looking after ourselves, eating well, exercising, all these things ensure that we have oxygen in our bodies. There are also other things that you can take that help to produce more oxygen or introduce more oxygen directly into your body. There are many old cures, old approaches that have been used in cultures for a long time to do this. Get in touch with them. Go to a reliable source of information about them. You will always find that, particularly if it is a substance that you put inside your body, that it is not patented. Because, of course, if it's direct from nature, it can't be patented. And isn't this also what it's all about? If, of course, you accept something into your body that changes your DNA, you can be patented. Because you're not nature's design anymore, and then you become a product of whatever you've put into your body. And the person who created that for introduction into your body holds the rights to that product. You are the product, and you belong to someone else. That's what's going on. Think about it. So have a look out for some of these things that are around that give you lots of oxygen, and keep on doing things that keep you very oxygenated. And if you find you suddenly have a cough, there are a few things that are very important to remember. I'm not a doctor, so I can't talk to you about medicines. But I do know that when you have a cough, the outside conditions of where you live are very important for recovering quickly. If it's very damp and it's very wet where you live, and the outer layer, which is actually the clothing of your own physical body that is next to your skin, if that outer layer is very damp, it's very hard for dampness to come out of your body. And when there is dampness in your body, you get a cough. You get a cold, you get lots of symptoms that lower your immunity, and you can pick up other illnesses as well. So keep your external environments very dry. That's important. Also, make sure that you have some kind of health protocol where you are introducing something perhaps to your body which prevents the growth of organisms that you might not want in there. There are many coarse substances that are quite able for you to be taken in the body that come from the earth, which you can go to see a practitioner and get advice about, that you can take into your body that will help you to cleanse and stay healthy. Have a look out for them. Your self-healing ability will start to bring them to you, and you'll hear about them. And you know, there's been a lot of people commenting on how if they're a woman, their menstrual cycle has been upset, or they have been experiencing unusual characteristics. Colonists, because they want to have this new type of human body, you will experience your body starting to get into a gear where it wants to, or it expects to, reproduce more. And that's why that cycle then starts to switch on if it hasn't been switched on for a while, or it starts to show unusual or irregular cycles because it's being ramped up to produce something, or to send out signals to try and attract a partner, or to try and attract the circumstances where a new body will be formed. That's why there are those disturbances. They will die down. And if you put lots of oxygen into your environment, keep out of damp places and keep dry. If you look after your health, then even if you experience a lot of these symptoms, they will pass through and they will leave. And you will have immunity. It's also probably not a great idea to spend time hanging out around graveyards right now, if that's something you tend to do. The death space is here in this reality, stronger and stronger day by day. We need to concentrate on really staying in our bodies, being very present and aware, often in graveyards and in places where there is a lot of detritus from the death process that has already occurred. There is that kind of sucking energy that pulls things into another realm. So if you choose to go to those places, be very clear that you're strong enough and just be conscious that you're choosing to do it so that you remain very vigilant and aware of how your body is feeling. And so you can make a choice to leave if you need to. Somebody says a very interesting thing here. Peter Dernoff said something very similar to what you have said about people on the other timeline. All those that attempt to oppose it will be carried off and transferred elsewhere. They will have to reincarnate elsewhere. Where do they go? Peter Dernoff is a modern day mystic, no longer with us, who predicted many things about the future, a very evolved being. A few other things going on in his life as well, but we won't comment on them. But this particular thing that he said, if he said it, is actually very correct and very accurate. You're asking, where do they go? To another frequency reality, which is outside of this one. In the end, all the energy that is caught up with that old vibration will exist outside of this reality and will no longer have access to this reality. So, just a few minutes left. You will find everything you need. I can see a lot of questions coming in about some of the things that I was speaking about just now, about oxygen and coarser substances. Some nice comments on the thread there about things that may or may not help. Up to you to see what resonates and what doesn't. In the library, we now have a section very clearly marked for these times. Whether you've heard the thing or not, all the purification tracks will assist you. Of course, those tracks will be helping you in the area of the thing that you've recently introduced to your body. It will be going there first. And so there might be slightly more work to do for those frequencies. But those materials are very powerful if you are also attending events. It seems that some of you are getting to grips still with the fact that if you join the event, you receive the materials anyway. So join the event. And the reason for joining the event is because the purification is so strong because of all the numbers joining. If you just download the tracks from the library, you will purify at the level of your own self-healing ability, where it's got up to. Whereas if you join the event, then obviously your self-healing ability will be greatly enhanced and you will drop far more, and the multiplication of the people in the space will make your own personal field much more powerful. Then you go and use the materials, including listening to the tracks, and then those tracks become even more powerful. It's like you potentialize the track. So That's the way to do it. And of course, if you join the events, then because you get the track and your donation, if you make one, is for the purification, actually all of your materials are given to you freely with no financial transaction whatsoever, and you have everything you need. It is only if you go in the library that you have to make a minimum donation, and that is because of tax and VAT reasons. I hope that's clear. Somebody says, Jacqueline, do you remember what the first track was that you offered to the world? It's a nice question. The first track that I offered to the world was me crying when I came out of the womb, apparently. At that time, did you have a sense of that being the way you would offer the reboots and enhance the purification space? Yes. Can you speak about creating a donation-based company and share some practical steps and insights? Well, that would be a whole other broadcast in itself, and probably not that an interesting one. But it's been a very amazing journey with a very amazing team. And I'm very grateful not only for the team that I have assisting me to do what I am doing, but actually you, all of you, are the team. And so I'm very, very grateful to all of you, because you help me to show myself in the world, just as I'm helping you to do the same thing. It's a done deal for all of us. So I said that at the end, I would hold up something that you need to start thinking about. I think that it's pretty obvious what I was alluding to, but just in case it's not obvious, yes, we need them. Yes, we use them. Think more carefully about when and how you're using them. What do you want to use them for, and what do you not want to use them for? What's the best service to humanity when you use them? Becoming more conscious about everything you do, how you spend, where you spend, what you spend, what you work with, what you don't, who you're around, who you're not. And as I've said many times before, what you support and what you allow to continue is what you will get more of. We are coming to a point where it's very clear that what is in our societies right now is very obviously on a track with a very deliberate agenda. How does all of that work? It's all about money for them. You can choose how to use your money. Choose wisely. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you at Real Silence next. You must have realized that every event now is very important in dropping what's not you and bringing forward who you really are. Real Silence is the most powerful event that I offer currently. It's in silence, which I know is not so appealing for some people. But that's where all the frequencies really, really blaze. Even if you can't attend, use the recording later to attend. The Real Silence event will become more and more important. So if you haven't been before, give it a try. And if you have, I look forward to seeing you at it very soon. Much love. And you're doing a great job. Keep going.